ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 11। स्वयंभुव मनु एडवाइजेस ध्रुव महाराज टू स्टॉप फाइटिंग, पार्ट 2, वर्सेस 7 थ्रू 35। स्वयंभुव मनु एडवाइजेस ध्रुव। लॉर्ड मनु देन सेड, माय डियर सन, please stop. It is not good to become unnecessarily angry. It is tama dwarena, the path of ignorance leading to hellish life. Now you are going beyond the limit by killing yakshas who are actually not offenders. My dear son, the killing of the sinless yakshas which you have undertaken is not at all approved by authorities, and it does not befit our family, which is supposed to know the laws of religion and irreligion. My dear son, it has been proved that you are very much affectionate towards your brother, and are greatly aggrieved at his being killed by the yakshas. But just consider, for one yaksha's offense, you have killed many others who are innocent. One should not accept the body as the self, and thus, like the animals, kill the bodies of others. And this is especially forbidden by saintly persons who follow the path of devotional service to Hrishikesha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is master of the senses. It is very difficult to achieve the spiritual abode of Lord Hari in the Vaikuntha planets, but you are so fortunate that you are already destined to go to that abode by worshipping Krishna as the supreme abode of all living entities. Because you are a pure devotee of the Lord, Lord Hari is always thinking of you, and you are also recognized by all of his confidential devotees. Your life is meant for exemplary behavior. I am therefore surprised why you have undertaken such an abominable task. The Lord is very satisfied with his devotee when the devotee greets other people with tatiksha, tolerance, karuna, mercy, maitriya, friendship, and samatvena, equality. One who actually satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead during one's lifetime becomes liberated from the gross and subtle material conditions. Thus, being freed from all material modes of nature, the devotee achieves Brahma Nirvanam Richati, unlimited spiritual bliss. The creation of the material world begins with the five elements, and thus everything, including the body of a man or woman, is created by these elements. And by the sexual life of man and woman, the number of men and women in this material world is further increased. My dear King Dhruva, it is simply by the illusory material energy of the Parama Atmana, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by the interaction of the three modes of material nature that creation, maintenance, and annihilation take place. My dear Dhruva, Purusha Rishabha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. Krishna is the remote cause of the creation of this material cosmic manifestation. So when Krishna gives the impetus, many other causes and effects are produced, and thus the whole universe moves. Yatra brahmati lohavat. Just as iron moves by the integrated force of a magnet. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His inconceivable supreme energy, in the form of time, causes the interaction of the three modes of material nature, and thus varieties of energy become manifest. Therefore, it appears that Krishna is acting, but Krishna is akarta, not the actor. Krishna is killing, but Krishna is not the killer. Thus, it is understood that only by Krishna's durbibhavya, inconceivable power, is everything happening. My dear Dhruva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is ever existing, but in the form of time, Krishna is the killer of everything. Krishna is anadi, having no beginning himself, although Krishna is adikrit, the beginning of everything. Krishna is also avyaya, never exhaustible, and without any decrease. Although everything else is exhausted in the due course of time. The living entities are created through the agency of the Father and killed through the agency of death. But Krishna is perpetually free from birth and death. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His feature of eternal time, is present in the material world and is neutral towards everyone. No one is Krishna's ally and no one is Krishna's enemy. Within the jurisdiction of the time element, everyone enjoys or suffers the result of his or her own karma or fruitive activities. As when the wind blows, small particles of dust fly in the air, so also, according to one's particular karma, one suffers or enjoys material life. Vibhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is all-powerful, and Lord Vishnu awards the results of everyone's fruitive activities. Thus, although one living entity's duration of life is very small, whereas that of another is very great, Krishna is always in his transcendental position, and there is no question of lessening or increasing one's duration of life. Kechit karma vadanti enang swabhavam apare nripa. Eke kalang pare daivang pungsa kamam uta pare. The differentiation among varieties of life and their suffering and enjoyment is explained by some to be the result of karma. Others say it is due to nature, others due to time, others due to fate. And still others say that it is due to one's desire. The absolute truth, aprameya, transcendence himself, is never subject to the understanding of imperfect sensory endeavor, nor is Krishna subject to direct experience. Krishna is the master of varieties of energies, like the full material energy, and no one can understand Krishna's plans or actions. Therefore, it should be concluded that although Krishna is the original cause of all causes, no one can know Krishna by their mental speculation. And so, my dear son, those yakshas who are descendants of Kuvera are not actually the killers of your brother. For the birth and death of every living entity are caused by Daivam Hi Karanam, the Supreme, who is certainly the cause of all causes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead creates this material world, maintains it, and annihilates it in due course of time. But because Krishna is transcendental to such activities, Krishna is never affected by ego in such action or by the modes of material nature. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Bhuta Atma, the Supersoul of all living entities. Krishna is Bhuta Isha, the controller, and Krishna is Bhuta Bhavana, the maintainer of everyone. Through the agency of his external energy, Krishna creates, maintains, and annihilates everyone. My dear boy Dhruva, please surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate goal of the progress of the world. Everyone, including the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, is working under Krishna's control, just as a bull, prompted by a rope in its nose, is controlled by its owner. My dear Dhruva, at the age of only 5 years, you were very grievously afflicted by the words of your mother Suniti's co-wife, Suruchi, and you very boldly gave up the protection of your own mother and went to the forest to engage in the yogic process for realization of Pratyak Aksham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a result of this, you have already achieved the topmost position in all the three worlds. My dear Dhruva, please, therefore, turn your attention to Nirgunam Ekam Aksharam, the Supreme Person, who is the infallible Brahman. Atma Drik, face the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your original position, and thus by self-realization, you will find this material differentiation to be merely flickering. Thus, regaining your natural position and rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, who is Ananda Matra, the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure, and who lives in all living entities as the Supersoul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and my. Shanakayar avidya granthin vibhas yasi. And very soon you will undo the knot of illusion. My dear King Dhruva, just consider what I have said to you, which will act agadena yatha amayam, just like medicinal treatment upon a disease. Sanyacha Rosham, control your anger, for anger is the foremost enemy on the path of spiritual realization. Bhadrang Te, I wish all good fortune for you. Please follow my instructions. A person who desires liberation from this material world should not fall under the control of anger, because when bewildered by anger, one becomes a source of dread for all others. My dear Dhruva, you thought that the Yakshas killed your brother, and therefore you have killed great numbers of them. But by this action, you have agitated the mind of Kuvera, the brother of Lord Shiva, who is the treasurer of the demigods. So please note that your actions have been very disrespectful to Kuvera and Lord Shiva. And for this reason, my son, you should immediately pacify Kubera with gentle words and prayers, and thus his wrath may not affect our family." The great sage Maitreya then said, "Thus Swayambhuva Manu, after giving instruction to Dhruva Maharaj, his grandson, received respectful obeisances from Dhruva. Then Lord Manu and the great sages went back to their respective homes." Recorded September 7, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa, corresponding to the anniversary of the appearance of His Divine Grace, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.